Financial Studios at Emerson College in beautiful downtown Boston. This is the Jeff Santos Show on the Revolution Radio Network. Rebuilding America, together, investing, activism, and supporting the middle class. Now, here's Jeff.
Welcome back. It's hour three of the Jeff Santos Show. Welcome to it. We're going to be talking 1977 coming up here. Over the next hour, we'll talk with our good friend Earl Bender, of course, former aide to President Jimmy Carter, and, of course, president of Avenel Associates and political consultant du jour. And we'll take your phone calls this hour as well at 772-925-8206. As we're going to devote a lot of time to President Carter's term, and our first guest this hour is somebody who worked for the administration in a number of policy initiatives that was under his watch. He is now at the Carter Center in Atlanta, Georgia, where the president, in my opinion, has done amazing stuff for this country and this world. And we're going to talk to Jay Beck as we play a little Eagles and the song The New Kid in Town from 1977. And, of course, in January of 1977, Jimmy Carter was the new kid in town. And we bring in Jay Beck, who joined the administration later in 1977, to talk about what that was like. Jay, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for taking time out of your Sunday to do this.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you know, you had a bunch of senators and congresspeople before, you know, the governor of Georgia. Georgia became the president of the United States. Of course, Nixon was a senator and vice president. And, you know, Gerry Ford was a congress person. And then you had, of course, Senator Kennedy, who became President Kennedy. So now, all of a sudden, this guy from Plains, Georgia, comes in. What was that like?
Well, it was a great honor and a privilege for us to be there. Most of us had just kind of dreamed of Washington, and that some had never even been there. But it was a wonderful experience, and actually, people were largely very receptive to us. You know, as coming, President Carter was a businessman. He was in the military for 10 years, and he was governor. And in all those jobs, you have to have a plan and an agenda and know what you want to do and how to get there. And so instead of being in Congress, a lot of times people in Congress are really kind of react to what's going on, and they're not as structured or organized. So as a governor, he was used to managing and dealing with things, and in our relations with Congress, it worked out very well. We passed about 80% of everything we sent to the Hill. I think only Lyndon Johnson had a better record of that. Now, it was a different world. It was very nonpartisan or bipartisan in the 70s, and we worked with Republicans and Democrats to try to get things done on the issues, and we tackled a lot of very tough subjects from Panama Canal. He had to get 67 votes to pass that. I mean, these are tough things. You can't imagine getting that many votes on anything today up there. But we created a Department of Energy, Department of Education. We did a lot of efforts on the environment and human rights, a lot of international things, Camp David in China. We also reinvigorated the military. Budgets had been cut since the Vietnam War for the military for a number of years, and we started changing that around and refunding some things that really kind of did a lot of R&D and support for weapon systems that are now basically a lot of our mainstays in the military. And it kind of may sound crazy today to think of the world we live in, but every year we actually pass budgets. You know, we sat down and worked with Congress and came up with a budget for doing things that we could agree on, and we passed it. And in all of that, we cut the deficit while we were there. So We worked on it. We didn't balance it, but we were close to getting balanced budgets, and we brought it down every year we were there.
Talking with Jay Beck, a Carter administration official here, as we look back at the year 1977 in politics and the world of entertainment and sports as well. We'll get to that subject matter with our good friend Earl Bender a little bit later, again, who served with Mr. Beck in the Carter administration from 1977 to 1981. Of course, leaving in January of 81 on the whole foreign policy, leaving there and getting troops out of getting the hostages out of Iraq, out of Iran, I should say. You know, when you look at the view, you know, from overhead, Jay, you came in, you know, Nixon, Watergate. You came in the end of Vietnam. It ended in 75. He won in November of 76. Talk to me about, you know, how his perspective, you know, which was there, is that, you know, he was not a man of violence. We just talked to Representative Barbara Lee, who's been, you know, a person who voted against the Afghanistan war because it opened the door to Bush. And today, Obama and Trump are dealing with the fact that they can do what they want on all these different wars. I mean, you know, that was a massive difference to what we had, you know, with Nixon and the CIA and LBJ and Vietnam. I mean, that was a huge difference. And he did a lot of reforms. I know Stansfield Turner, the CIA director at the time, you know, there was obviously a lot of hearings that went on during his term, the Birch by committee and all those committees, the Church Committee, I should say. You know, talk to me a little bit on that foreign policy side. I mean, I just think he doesn't get enough credit, you know, for taking us away, the whole peace treaty with, you know, at Camp David. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, I think you'll find, first of all, President Carter was in the United States Navy for 10 years as a naval officer. He went to the Naval Academy. I think in most cases you'll find somebody that has served in uniform and been in harm's way are very averse to going into war and violence. It's a lot of times people who have not had practical experience in how to deal with the potential of violence who are sort of naive about it, and it's okay to send other people's kids in there. So President Carter was very aware of what weapon systems could do to people, and he was very sensitive about that, and is a great believer in peace. So we were sensitive to that, but yet in foreign policy, he was very aware. Because being in the service and being in the military, you learn a lot about foreign policy. You learn a lot about what other countries are doing, what their capabilities are. And over 10 years, he studied that a lot. He was one of the people who started the Navy, the U.S. nuclear submarine program. When he was governor of Georgia, he went to Israel and met with Golda Meir, and she gave him an old beat-up car. He and Rosalind drove around the country for several weeks seeing the place and understanding. He did this because of his religious background. He wanted to know more about Israel. He was a member of what they call the Trilateral Commission, which was a group of business people from around the world who were concerned that people weren't getting to know each other well enough, and so they formed this large group to discuss various global initiatives with Europe, North America, and Asia. So he came to the office with a pretty fair international background. And the other thing he did, he brought in good staff, Zbigniew Brzezinski and Cyrus Vance. And there were a lot of young people around then who came into their own later, including Colin Powell and Robert Gates, who were in NSC staff. So there were a lot of people around there who have, you know, some who later came into their own, and others at that time gave him very good advice, and then he reached out to other people too to ask their opinions. He liked to get a variety of opinions on making a decision, and finding, you know, differences of opinion and what their pros and cons were. It's really important to get a diverse point of views and have accurate information when you go in and